From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The United States in a protective mood as the battle for CBI-2 gains momentum. The Dominican Republic's banana marketing consultant challenges CARICOM producers to improve their quality. And trade unionists, opposition politicians, religious and community groups stage an anti-IMF demonstration in Trinidad. I'm Pat Whitehorn and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The agreement on Phase 2 of the Caribbean Basin Initiative, designed to enhance trade between the Caribbean and United States, is reaching its final stage, though areas of controversy still exist. One major stumbling block is the Caribbean's demand for improved sugar quotas, and it's possible that CBI-2 could be passed without the sugar issue being settled. Other contentious proposals relate to textiles and products currently excluded from CBI, such as footwear. Pat Thompson, Executive Director of the Caribbean Association of Industry and Commerce, explained that the difficulties lie mainly with the U.S.
Well, I think basically it's a fear that there may be some loss of employment in the industries. Certainly with garments and apparel, I think the textile industry would certainly gain and offset any losses there were in the garment industry. But as you know, the garment and textiles people are have a single employers federation and a single union too, so that they tend to hold together on this, and there is going to be some opposition to that. Similarly too in footwear, there's a feeling that gains from the Caribbean or improved access to the Caribbean might be at the cost of some jobs in the States. We from the region think that that is overstated, and in fact that the additional imports could be absorbed with very little adverse effect in the U.S., and that if anything is affected, it will be imports from other areas, perhaps like the Far East.
So how much progress has been made in that area to achieving what you want as a region?
Well, difficult to say. We are putting our point of view, and as I say, there are domestic constituencies that are putting theirs forward, and we have to wait and see what language is finally acceptable to those who are drafting the Senate bill. We haven't quite got to that stage yet.
On those outstanding issues, how soon do you expect them to be resolved or to come to some satisfactory conclusion?
Well, I think by the middle of March there will be what's called a markup process in the Senate, and then the shape of the bill that will eventually go to the Senate floor for a vote will be clear. And I think at that stage we will be reasonably sure just how many of these improvements is going to be possible to get at this stage in the CBI-2 legislation.
Pat Thompson. Unless CARICOM banana producing states cut the costs and improve the quality of their production, they will lose out in a unified European market after 1992. The warning comes from Mr. Otto Stolinski, the man contracted by the Dominican Republic to oversee the technical and marketing aspects of their new thrust into banana exports. It was Mr. Stolinski who made the contact with Fives of Britain to explore shipments to Europe, which led to the current banana row. He says the European market is big enough for everybody, and the Caribbean states cannot depend on privileged treatment forever.
The Dominican Republic don't believe that the protected market will last forever, and therefore the future has to build on modern techniques and on a formula that we can compete with existing companies which making profit without having any benefits. We are capable in the Dominican Republic in this stage of the game to produce a competitive banana, and I don't think that our intention is, or the intention of the Dominican Republic is to take anybody else's beneficial position away. I think they want to sell only their bananas, and this is all what's about it. And if they cannot do it by law in the ECC, they have to go some other places. I believe there's sufficient space available for everybody.
So you're saying then that the CARICOM producing countries of bananas are being selfish?
I think we have to think ahead. 1992 is short. It's there. In 2 years we are there. And I think if the Dominican Republic is making a right decision to invest in a project to put modern technology in and not count on these kind of benefits, because in none of our projection we ever calculated any benefits like Lomi benefits in our cost calculation.
Your position is then that the Dominican Republic will export bananas to Europe, but will, for the time being at least, go only to the markets not serviced and not protected for CARICOM banana producers.
This is positive. We will not export to any of these countries, as you explained, because, like I say, the whole East European market is opening up, and I think we all have enough space for the few boxes of bananas that we are producing. My estimation is that we, over the next 3 years, are capable realistically to export maybe 3 million boxes. And I think 3 million boxes are not any threat for anybody. And then